Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. I'll tell you, there's a disturbing development in the gubernatorial Republican primary 2022. Rebecca Clayfish right now is certainly the best known of the people who are running. There's a couple of others. No one ever heard of them. She was lieutenant governor under Scott Walker, the Duchess of Foxconn, Lady Foxconn, one of the big voices to engineer our being cheated out of potentially over $4 billion by a Chinese company who never did anything. And right now, we're on the hook for over $1 billion. And that's her idea, good fiscal management. But it goes beyond that. She gave a speech to some Republicans in Door County the other day. And here's what she said. We need mercenaries in this election to win. We need ballot harvesting. She said she wants to ban ballot harvesting. Ballot harvesting, by the way, is what they accuse people, falsely using that term, in Dane County and others of, you know, you'll go and you'll collect people's absentee ballots, they fill them out, you don't fill them out, and then you drop them off with the clerk. You know, you have elderly people. There was, for instance, on the Navajo Reservation in Arizona, the nearest drop box was 40 miles away. And the nearest post office box was 40 miles away. Post office box. And they would come by once or twice a week to pick up mail. But what happened is in the Navajo tribes, great sense of community. Somebody would come around and collect any mail that anybody wanted, including their absentee ballot, which is sealed. And they drive it 40 miles away. Some people didn't have cars. They were elderly, didn't afford the gas. And they'd mail it or put it in the drop box. It's illegal in Arizona now. Intended to drive down the Navajo vote is what it is. Well, anyway, here's what Rebecca Clayfish said, and here's a direct quotation, quote, we execute with excellence. We will beat them at their own game. And the next morning, we will wake up and take a shower with steel wool. And after swearing in January, we will pass and I will sign all the bills to ban ballot harvesting. We will never do elections like that again, but that is how we will win. She's advocating something that she thinks is so dirty, she has to take a shower with steel wool. That's, you know, these Republicans, there are metaphors and there are metaphors. When people like Kapenga say his is the size of a bobby pin, you know, a feminine illusion, you know, whatever twisted weasels are in his soul, I don't need to hear them expressed even metaphorically. And, you know, when it comes to Clayfish, how she showers and what she rubs herself with, you know, what sort of flagellation, I don't really need to hear that, quite frankly, aesthetically, but in any event, that's what she said. We execute with excellence. We'll beat them at their own game. Next morning, we'll wake up, take a shower of the steel wool. And after swearing in January, then we'll pass and sign all these bills that ban what we just did. And we will never do elections like that again, but that is how we'll win. And then she went on and said, don't record this and don't publicize it. We don't want the Democrats to know. I don't know how naive she is. You know, when you are running for a governor, you're going around the state giving speeches, there are people in the crowd who are there just to watch you. You are being recorded. their media there and all that. You can try to ban them, but the Republicans especially do that at any Democratic gathering. And I'm hoping the Democrats are starting to do it now. Anyway. The most disturbing thing, though, to me, is something that she is refusing to say, but that the Republicans are planning. And keep this in mind. She's obviously not qualified to be governor. She's a lightweight and no reason to do it. Got cheated on Foxconn. Be a disaster for the state. But the one thing that really bothers me is there is presently a plan in the Republican legislature because this next election, if they don't have fair maps in place, it'll be under the old lines, the old maps, gerrymandered, and even new maps, if it can get through a couple of layers of court in time for this spring. Are you kidding me? In time for people in April to know what boundaries they're running in for Congress and for the legislature. But in any event, there's a chance, very strong chance, that the Republicans will keep a gerrymandered legislature in, at least the next time. The plan is that they have legislation in the works to say that the legislature picks the electors, not in a primary. The primary can go on, and it's advisory, but the legislature decides. A lot of things they will take into account. They'll say, well, do we think there was fraud? Do we think there was this? That would have happened, if that had been in place this last time, Trump would have won Wisconsin, even though he lost it. And if you think that this couldn't fly, three members of the Wisconsin Supreme Court last time with no statute said that. Three of them voted not to certify Biden. The only thing that saved it was Brian Hagedorn stood tall, Republican. But he said, you know, I've read the Constitution, and this is what we're going to do. And 4-3, it was certified. Next time, there will be a statute that they will rely on. Now, she was asked, Rebecca Clayfish was asked, if such a bill passed the legislature, would you veto it or would you sign it? And she said, I declined to answer. I know what Fighting Bob LaFalla would have said, and he was a Republican. I know what Tommy Thompson would have said, and he's a Republican. I know what Lee Dreyfus would have said, and he was a Republican. And I know what Warren Knowles would have said. He was a Republican because I met all of them, except for Fighting Bob LaFalla, who died before I was born. This is not the Republican Party. This is an authoritarian party. It's become a fascist party. You must understand that. The overriding issue, perhaps the only issue in this race, it's not taxes, it's not health care, it's not financial mismanagement by Walker and Clayfish, although you have that. It's in the land of Fighting Bob LaFalla, do we keep our democracy? Do we have a gerrymandered legislature pick our president for us? Or do we have a primary, an election, and a general election after the primary? Do we have that? You know, at one time, up till about a little over 100 years ago, the legislature picked the U.S. senators. You know that? In other words, you didn't get to vote for U.S. senator. They would vote for it, and in a gerrymandered legislature, they would pick Voss, and they would pick LeMahieu, somebody like that. They'd be your U.S. senators. There was a constitutional amendment a little over 100 years ago that provided for direct election of the U.S. Senate. That was pushed by Fighting Bob LaFalla, the progressive Republicans, and it stood for over 100 years, and we have a far different Senate. If we hadn't had that, believe me, a lot of legislation that you take for granted, a lot of our culture that you take for granted would have changed. But ever since the 19th century, we've had presidential elections. What they're relying on is back in 1788, when George Washington was the first president, there was no presidential election. And people who could vote were only Caucasian, only male, and only property holders. So if you were a laborer, you couldn't vote either. It's like England. You know, in England, merry old England, it was basically well into the 19th century before they let the average guy vote. And if you think our gerrymandering is bad, there were country houses of lords who had their own member of parliament. Yeah, they had 7 or 8 votes. Whereas the city of Manchester with a lot of laborers had 1-2. That's obviously somewhat changed since, but they still have an aristocracy. Now, what do we do? You must understand that Rebecca Clayfish, in my judgment, will sign a bill if she's governor that says that the presidential election isn't what selects electors, it's the legislature. And the Constitution has a provision, because it was passed in the 1700s, that the legislatures decide who the electors are. And I don't think that the present Supreme Court has the guts to distinguish that historically. I do not think that they have the guts to distinguish that historically. That is the sad thing. That is the state of events. If Rebecca Clayfish gets in, it'll have to be up to the U.S. Supreme Court whether that is constitutional. And the Constitution seems to say it is, because that's how George Washington was picked. But he'd led the Continental Army. He was, everybody in the country ratified him. There'd been an election, nobody would have run against him. If they had, it would have been 99.1%. So we need federal judges right now who stand tall and say that the living Constitution says that there are presidential elections that can't be vetoed by a gerrymandered legislature. In other words, a minority captures the legislature through gerrymander, and then they leverage their power to pick the president. That's what's in the offing. So when I say that she'll just be stuck in the backseat of a drop-top Cadillac and pageant wave like Kim Reynolds, Kristi Noem, all right, yeah, that's, you know, generally metaphorically true. However, here's the insidious thing. She is a robot being manipulated by more powerful forces, donors in the Republican Party. And she will put an end to your ability to decide who the President of the United States is. It has to be filtered through a gerrymandered legislature. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.